duration more important than weight. Bodybuilding is just jogging with ever heavier dumbbells. Above all, it's not jogging unless you are moving non-stop, at least for an hour. In the world of muscle building, you jog slowly and at first with the lightest of dumbbells. Though the main rule is not so light that you can jog with more, and never ever so heavy that the dumbbells will force you to stop. You can think of it as the bodybuilding engine. The point is not to stop, but also not lift too light. This is great at first, because you can just go jogging outside, fresh air, interesting sights. But eventually, at 15 pounds per hand or so, you have to go into a gym. Gyms are tough. They are always hot. It's always noisy. And sometimes they can be pretty distracting. But a total of 30 pounds is just too dangerous to be jogging with. So you have to start twisting and turning in a gym. It's not necessarily much slower, but it is more like dancing. Jogging is over at that weight. Whether you start at the gym or transition to a gym from jogging, the rules are the same. You must resist the urge to begin lifting heavy weights because you are not yet ready to lift them for long enough to adapt. Begin with dumbbells only and start in the beginning of the rack with a mix of 3 and 5 pound dumbbells, unless you make progress by jogging. Curl your biceps until you feel tired, then without rest switch to lifting the same dumbbells above your head. When you feel you need to rest, switch to lift in front with palms down. And when you get tired here, return to bicep curls, because now your biceps will be ready for more. Continue this cycle of switching to different muscle groups and sometimes dropping to lighter dumbbells to get even more rest. Lift for as long as you can, slowly moving your body to the beat of music, which turns dumbbells into a pleasant full body exercise. This is a broader range of standing dumbbell exercises. It's different from jogging, but it is just as powerful. Unlike jogging that became dangerous for your spine, here you can keep on trucking. At 25 pounds per hand, you will drop to slow country music at about 90 or 95 beats per minute, but then you extend your stay, add an extra hour or two. I personally work out 5 days a week, 3 hours per day, and I would consider 25 pounds per hand to be my final weight. It's important to understand that lifting 25 pounds for a minute does not really do much other than cut off your circulation. This is where all the newcomers make that common mistake of cutting themselves off. Allow me to repeat. You have to start with 5 pounds per hand for 1 hour. And then slowly make your way up, building up strength and endurance. If you start with 25 pounds, you will only be able to lift for 30 seconds, not 3 hours. And there is no path here to expand that 30 seconds to 3 hours. 25 pounds is just too much to reliably keep adding seconds to. In other words, people lifting 25 pounds for 3 hours non-stop didn't get there by starting with 25 pounds for 30 seconds. They got there by lifting 5 pounds per hand for 1 hour, then 7.5 pounds for 2 and later 3 hours. And then they kept going, incrementing by no more than 2.5 pounds, slowly reaching 10 pounds per hand, 12.5 pounds, 15 pounds, 17.5 pounds, 20 pounds, 22.5 pounds, and finally that huge 25 pounds. It may take several years. You may need 2.5-pound wrist weights, as often gyms increment dumbbells by 5 pounds, which is way too much. But when you allow your muscles slowly adapt to gently increasing weights, you will see results weekly or biweekly. They grow very fast, so fast, in fact, that you become aware that they will probably atrophy just as fast when you stop. So, in your experience and wisdom, you may eventually focus on an endurance-based athletic routine rather than just keep adding bigger and bigger muscles. Finally, the diet that keeps you returning to the gym reliably is just vegetable juice and trail mix. Hiker food.